There we go. All right. Thank y'all again. You're back for our monthly installment of our 100 Men in Prayer call. It's strange having it once a month. We started off having it weekly back in April, and now we are on the first Monday of every month. So thank you all so much for joining. We are blessed and honored this evening. Have Bishop Jen Wright from the Garden at Pneuma Life Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you, Bishop Jen Wright, for joining us and leading us this evening. And I'm going to turn the floor over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Pridgen, and what a blessing it is to be on this Man of Prayer Zoom call with those of you who have joined us this evening. I certainly want to give honor and respect to Brother Pridgen for hearing the Lord and obeying his directive in calling this prayer call. The Bible teaches us that men ought always pray, and the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man. That doesn't mean a perfect man, but it means a man that is in right relationship with the Lord. The prayers of that man who is in right relationship with the Lord, prayers will be honored, and the Lord will hear, and the Lord will answer. We're living in a time now, brothers, in which men must rise up and pray. Now, protesting is wonderful. Standing for rights, I agree. I think we need to do all of that, but as spiritual men, we need to do what we do best, and that is seek the face of God unapologetically, unashamedly, and stand firm in our faith and call on heaven. And for the Bible teaches us, you know, that if we call on heaven, you know, the Lord will hear us. And he will answer, and he will heal the land. And I believe that when men pray, when men lay on their faces before God, heaven will move, and we will see a difference in the land. We are wrestling now with this pandemic. Every day we're hearing new things as it relates to the COVID-19 virus. Man, one minute you think that things are subsiding, then we look again, and things are spiking up, and this affects us all the way around. It affects, you know, our living. It affects the job market. It affects the school. I mean, it affects our lives. Here we are, quarantined in. We never thought that we would be in this position that we're in, and that's something that we have no control over, and now we're dealing with civil unrest, you know. Things now have surfaced to the forefront that has been happening all along, but now we're seeing systemic racism raise its ugly head like never before. And it's calling us to be very cautious and careful in every walk of life. All of this is happening right now in the earth. And so we are looking to this for answers. We're looking for that for answers. But I contend that our answer is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is through us bombarding heaven and calling on his name. The word teaches us, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. You hear that, brothers? Humble themselves and pray. Seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal the land. That's the word of the Lord. And we are spiritual men, so that's our defense. Our defense is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that once we as men return back unto him and call on him, we are going to see a radical change in the earth. Now, I want to talk to you right quickly now about how important it is for us at this time to learn how to release our faith in the midst of all that's going on in the earth. In the context of faith, we are what we say. And what frustrates some of us are not the challenges that we face in everyday life, but rather it's the journey of faith. It's the process that we have to go through in order to see our faith become a reality. And the issue becomes, why after going through the spiritual disciplines of praying and fasting and giving and sowing seeds and sacrificing made in the service of God, nothing seems to come forth. After we do all of these things, it seems like we're still not moving the needle. And we continue to live in lack. We face tough situations. We are bound by debt. We experience continuous marital difficulties and problems. We encounter disappointments and suffer all the things that make faith look as if it's a hoax. But let me declare unto you this evening, brothers, that no matter what it looks like, there is a set time when your faith will produce. Now, hear me good now. No matter what it looks like, God is still God, and his word is still his word. And there is a set time for God to make good on what he has promised. Now I want to just encourage you just for a few moments to notice two things, and I'll be through, how to work our faith for manifested productivity. The first thing is that we've got to learn how to take the word of faith. Take the word of faith. And Ephesians 6 and verse 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not some of them, but all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith is a takeable commodity. It is to be assessed and it is to be possessed. And the shield of faith is the word of God, which we must have and release in a time of need. We need to be able to quench the very fiery darts of the enemy, and faith is that tangible weapon that we have that can put to asunder the very darts that the enemy throws our way. Romans 10 and 8 says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is, here it is, the word of faith which we preach. Listen, brothers, the word of faith is so close to us. It's right in our mouth and in our heart. And all we have to do, especially is in times like these, where we're facing the COVID-19 and where we're dealing with civil unrest, all we have to do is speak the word of faith. Say it, release it verbally into the situations or the circumstances that needs fixing. That's what the word of the Lord teaches us to do. Now, brothers, the nature of our mountain will determine what divine weapon or scripture we will use in uprooting that mountain. I just said something. I said the nature of our mountain will determine what divine weapon or scripture we will use in uprooting the mountain that we are dealing with in our lives. You see, 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4 through 8 teaches us, and you know it, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Listen at that. And every high thing that exalted itself against the image or the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Instead of us spending all the time binding and loosing. I bind you, Satan, and all this kind of stuff. When we are going through warfare, let me suggest to us this evening to locate the appropriate weapon. And the appropriate weapon is the word of God. And you use the word of God to hit the mountain of opposition with a fatal blow. Because, see, Satan is not afraid of you speaking in your flesh. He's not moved by that. Situations won't change because you are angry and you are upset and you are trying to deal with this matter according to how you think and how you feel. It won't work. But as soon as you use the word of God and you begin to decree and declare it according to what the word says in the name of Jesus, that's the only thing, that's your only defense against the works of the enemy that's trying to destroy your life. Listen, for every demonic attack or mountain that wars against us, there is a corresponding antidote to overcome it. My God, I want you to really get that. For every demonic attack or mountain that wars against you, you have a corresponding antidote to overcome it. And what we must do is locate the appropriate antidote in the spiritual armory of faith, which is the word of God. What I'm simply trying to tell you is there is a word for every attack, for everything that the enemy rises up against you with, that if you use that word, it will overcome the very forces of the enemy in your life. Man, you are already an overcomer. You already have the victory. It's in your mouth. That's what Romans says, it's near you. See? And then Mark 11 and verse 23, I love that verse. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Now, see, you can't expect to have anything if you ain't saying nothing. See, once you begin to rise up in faith and begin to speak the word against that mountain that continues to stand in your faith, when you speak that word against that mountain will have to move according to the word of God. See? And so we've got to learn the importance now of taking the word of faith. And then the second thing, I wish I had time to really get into this, but the second thing I want to tell you, not only must we take the word of faith, but we've got to learn how to speak the word of faith. We've got to learn how to speak. Look, in the midst of the COVID-19, speak the word of faith. In the midst of civil unrest, speak the word of faith. In the midst of racism, speak the word of faith. In the midst of all of the job situations and the financial situation, speak the word of faith. Now, when we operate the word of faith, we must go into the scriptures and take the right weapon or word and speak it to release the spirit of faith into action. You see, merely having a revelation of the word is not enough, brother. We got to learn how to speak what has been revealed in the atmosphere and confess what we know is true in our spirit. I don't care what it looks like in the natural, because brothers, I know you know this, that when you begin to operate in Bible faith, the enemy is going to do everything in his power in the natural to contradict what you are declaring in the spirit. The enemy is going to shake things up around you so much so until he will try to convince you to agree with him that what you believe in God for is impossible, but the devil is a liar. We serve a God who operates in the midst of the impossible. That's the kind of God we serve. And when we speak what we know, we actually give mobility. We put feet to our faith to go where we want it to go and to do what we want it to do. And Isaiah reminds us of this in Isaiah 55 and verse 11. It says, so shall my word that goeth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that to which it was, which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. In other words, God is saying, if I spoke it, I'll bring it to pass. If I said it, I will do it. And I stand here tonight as a living witness to tell you, brothers, that God will not lie. His word will come to pass if we hang in there and we do not allow fear to cause us to become faithless. But if, when we stand in faith and say, God, I'm going to trust you. Listen at what Jesus says again. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever, that means us, brothers, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, speak unto that job situation, speak unto that financial situation, speak unto that family crisis, whoever say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I want you to really get that scripture and go back and reread it, and I mean rehearse it. Let it become a living presence in you, because this scripture is your mountain moving scripture. I'm telling you, this scripture will move the mountain of sickness. It'll move every mountain that you might be faced with as a man of faith. Now, when we operate in faith, we don't only talk to God, but we talk also to our situation. And we talk to ourselves in the revelation of the word of God. We got to learn how to speak to that situation. Stop allowing your mountains to speak to you, but begin speaking to your mountains about how big your God is. Hallelujah. And that's what the woman did with the issue of blood. That's what she did. She called a revelation of what Jesus could do in her progressively worsened situation, and she made a faith declaration in Mark 5, 28. That woman began to talk to herself, and she said, for if I could just touch his clothes, I will be made whole. She spoke that to herself, and because of that, that woman became whole right then. It's time for somebody, I don't know who I'm talking to on this Zoom call this evening, but it's time as a man to speak the revealed word of God to yourself. It's no time for us to sit around and allow ourselves to be robbed of the abundant living that God wants us to walk in and live in. God wants us to be those kind of men that will stand tall even in our families, and our family will look up to us because of our resilience and because of our faith in the Lord. We don't waver. We don't flip-flop. We're not full of drama and we don't fall apart like that. No, but we trust God. And because of our trust in God, it puts our family at ease. It causes our family to be relaxed because they know that when we speak in faith, things happen. See? So it's time now, my brothers and sisters, to speak to that family issue that's troubling your spirit. Speak to that lingering illness that's defiant and continues to zap the energy out of you. Speak to that accusing and offending character that keeps destiny partners away from you. Speak to the financial mountain that's robbing you of your debt freedom and abundance. Speak to that stronghold that stands between you and your breakthrough in the power of the revealed word of God. Come on, brothers. We got to learn how to speak the word. And when you begin to speak the word, you're going to see things happen in your life. I praise God for every one of you. I just wish I had more time really to just unpack all of this that I want to share with you, but I pray that you will receive what you have heard and that now you will rise up in your faith and know that I don't have to take what the enemy has been dishing out. I am a man of faith, and by faith, I speak my future into existence. I see now that God wants me to live abundantly, and God is waiting on me to trust him enough to know that if I ask in faith, he will reward me. Brothers, I want to just join in prayer with you right now and just pray the word of faith over you and to believe God for you. And as I pray, I want you to be praying also in your spirit. I don't know things that may be going on with you or things that you may be standing in need of, but I want to encourage you right now by saying to you that you are already blessed. You are successful. You are creative. You are God's workmanship. You are the apple of his eye. God has placed greatness in you. And he who have begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I don't care who have tried to disqualify you. I don't care who have said different things negatively about you. What God has for you is still for you. And you have not missed your window of opportunity. It's not over for you. God still has another move that I believe he's going to work on your behalf. Let's pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you this evening for this privilege just to connect with these brothers, Lord God, and to begin to lift them up before you. Father, we thank you now for who you are. You said even now, Lord God, that if we ask in faith, you would reward us. And so before we go any further, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins and that you would blot out every one of our transgressions. Father, created every one of us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Order our steps in your word. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by you, and you delighteth in them. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord shall uphold him with his hand. We thank you for your word. God, we ask even now that you would help us to be men like trees planted by the rivers of waters, that we may bring forth fruit in our season. Our leaves will not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We thank you right now, Lord God, that although many times we have been even degraded, we have, oh God, been even talked down to and ignored, but we thank you, Lord, because we know who we are in you. Thank you that you made us in your image and after your likeness. Thank you, Lord God, that you have breathed in us greatness, Lord God, because you breathe yourself in us, Father. And thank you, Lord God, that when you breathe into us, we became a living soul. And so we thank you now that we're not dead. We thank you that it's not over for us. We thank you even now, Lord God, that every promise that you made to us is still yea and amen, that you are going to bring it to pass. Oh God, I pray a prayer of protection over every man, over every boy, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that the enemy desires to take us out, especially men of color. But we thank you right now, Lord God, that your word declares that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, it is condemned. For this is the will of the Lord in Christ concerning us. And so we thank you now. Father, we thank you for protection. We thank you now that the enemy, Lord God, does not have victory over us. Oh, Father, we trust your word in Psalms 91. 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it won't come nigh us. We thank you now, Lord God, that we're covered in your blood and that good success follows us in the name of Jesus. Bless every home that's represented on this line. I pray for every, Lord God, every man, Lord God, in their positions, Lord God, in their professions, Lord God, wherever they are, Lord, I thank you for causing them to prosper. I thank you, Lord God, that you're opening doors and you're making ways out of no ways. God, I even pray now that you will continue to give strength to men, heal their bodies, and cause them, Lord God, to live, Lord God, healed, delivered, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you praise. We pray for the unsaved men, Lord God. We pray that, God, that they will hear the good news of Jesus Christ and that they will come to know you as their personal Savior. Save, deliver, and set free even right now in Jesus' name. I pray for marriages, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you would cover marriages, Lord God, and cause husbands and wives to become one in the name of Jesus. We love you tonight. And we praise you now, Lord God. I pray even for financial miracles, Lord, that you, oh God, will open up the windows of heaven and that you would pour out blessings upon men that there will not be room to receive. And you will rebuke and devour for our sake in the name of Jesus. Thank you now, Lord God, for even opening up new job opportunities, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for making ways out of no ways in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we give you praise now for what we know that you are going to do. And we celebrate you in advance, Lord God. We celebrate our victory even now in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we send a direct message to you. And we remind you that you do not have the last word. You do not have authority over us. As a matter of fact, we take authority over you in the name of Jesus. And we condemn every trick, everything that you are trying to do to hinder us, to block us, to stop us. We bind it by the blood of Jesus and we decree and declare that victory belongs to us now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, brothers. Thank you so much and heaven smile upon you. Brother Pridgen, it's in your hands.
Yes, sir. Bishop, thank you so much. Amazing word, amazing prayer. Thank you so much for being here and joining us and leading us this evening. Brothers, if you can give me 2 minutes of your time, I want to give a couple of announcements. Number one, we are here every first Monday. So next first Monday, I believe the date is August 7th, we'll be right here. Please continue to join us first Mondays. We have a different leader every month. We want to continue to grow and build this. God has already dropped in my spirit that this is going to grow into a men's prayer conference in 2021. I'm very excited about it and hearing more details very soon. Pastor Junior was on the line. We hope one of these Mondays. So you'll be hearing from me very soon. Second thing, Bishop, is I've done this every call that I've had. I've placed in my spirit. I always give the caveat. During pandemic, my wife and I have been blessed. And this lead to continue to not, this is not, we want to offer to support the Garden of Life. So, brother, you join me in planting and sowing a seed. We have Cash App. Our Cash App is $ letter P, the E, the letter M, and then the word gives, G-I-V-E-S. That's P-E-M, give. If you are able, we are sending 100% of the offer from this evening, as well as we're going to add to it directly to Bishop Brighton Church family. I understand that they are doing the absolute best they can just all over this country to continue to preach God's word in pandemic via live stream. We want to bless their house the best that we can. So if you are able, please don't feel obligated. If you are able, Cash App is $ P-E-M gives, G-I-V-E-S. We are going to send that straight to Bishop Jim Wright and the Garden. New Malachi. Again, brothers, we first Monday. You can go check out our website, Pridgen Management, and listen to the previous weeks and months of calls. This call will be up there as well. The audio play, it will bless you, I promise you. So we're back next month, first Monday in August, and we'll continue until God says do something else. Bishop Jim Wright, thank you again for joining this evening. And brothers, if you ever have any ideas, any thoughts, any prayer requests, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I want to continue to be in the vein of building up strong. As you all join these prayer calls, y'all are continuing to build me up as well. Thank you again for joining. Have a great week. Have a great month, and we'll see you in August. Have a blessed day, fellas.
Oh, that was good.